No.
But you just said...
Never mind what I just said. The answer is no. And for him, I'll spell it N-O.
No, why?
For one very good reason. Our star, Alan Brady, happens to think he's the best one-line joke writer in the business.
Look, Mel, I don't ask you for many things.
And I appreciate that, Rob. But you must remember that this is a business. A glamorous business, yes, but still a business. Now, as long as he does his job, he'll remain. I don't want him, but our star, Alan Brady, does. So he'll stay until Alan discovers, as I did, that it's possible to hire talented writers who are not insufferable bores.
Yeah. It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, May 14th, 2019. It's the birthday of American television and film actor Richard Deacon, born in 1921 in Philadelphia. He is best known for playing supporting roles in television programs such as The Dick Van Dyke Show, Leave It to Beaver, and The Jack Benny Program, along with minor roles in films like Invasion of the Body Snatchers and Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. Deacon often portrayed pompous, prissy, or imperious figures in film and television. In The Birds, he appeared briefly as Mitch's neighbor, who advises Melanie that Mitch has gone to Bodega Bay for the weekend, thus sending her off on what becomes a horrific journey. He played a larger role in the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers as a physician in the bookend sequences added to the beginning and end of the film after its original preview. His best-known roles are Milksop Mel Cooley, producer of The Alan Brady Show on CBS's Dick Van Dyke Show, and Fred Rutherford on Leave It to Beaver. He co-starred as Tallulah Bankhead's butler in a classic episode of the Lucy Desi Comedy Hour called The Celebrity Next Door. He also appeared in the 1960 Perry Mason episode The Case of the Red Riding Boots as Wilmer Beasley. Deacon also appeared in many sitcoms, including The Donna Reed Show, The Real McCoys, in the episode The Tax Man Cometh, in which he clashes with series star Walter Brennan as Grandpa Amos McCoy over property tax assessments in the San Fernando Valley. He also appeared in Get Smart and the iconic Western Bonanza as a deceitful character who cheats the Cartwrights during a visit to San Francisco. He was also an occasional panelist in the 1970s, early 80s versions of The Match Game. In 1969, he co-starred on Broadway as Horace Vandergelder in the long-running musical Hello, Dolly. In the 70s and 80s, he also wrote a series of cookbooks and hosted a Canadian television series on microwave oven cookery. Deacon, who never married, died suddenly from previously undiagnosed heart disease in 1984 at age 63. His remains were cremated and the ashes scattered at sea. Other than his 96-year-old father, who outlived him by only 2 months, he had little family. His manager remarked, "Richard usually played that guy with a pocket watch who looked down his nose at people, but that's not at all who he was." He liked to say that he played characters who didn't know too much, but who didn't know that. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 14th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.